Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Yes. So as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Rowan Gutierrez. We'll see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices of the state legislature. Will you definitely vote in the Democratic primary? Will you probably vote? Or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of the following people and organizations. And if you could tell me if you have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable opinion towards them, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. And I can read those options again if you need to. So the first person is Clint Van Horn.
I don't know him.
All right. Harold Dutton.
Harold Dutton?
Yes, Harold Dutton.
I have a good opinion on him.
All right. Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
All right. The Houston Independent School District Organization, or also known as HISD.
Beg your pardon, say that again?
What about the Houston Independent School District, or also known as HISD?
What about it?
Do you have a very favorable opinion towards it, a somewhat favorable opinion towards it, a somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion towards it?
Oh, unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
All right. What about Sheila Jackson Lee?
Very favorable.
Joyce Chapman?
I don't know her.
All right. Well, what about Danny Norris?
Beg your pardon?
What about Danny Norris?
Don't know him.
Okay. So, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. So, which is closer to your opinion about this? Is it number one, support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or two, which is oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
Oppose.
All right.
Very strongly.
Oh, okay.
Very strongly.
All right, oppose. So in March, there will be a Democratic primary for Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? And the candidates are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton,
all right. So next I'm going to read you a few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dutton and his record. And if you could rate your reaction as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. And I can read those again if you need to. So the first statement
Go ahead.
All right. Well, the first statement is, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Would you say this statement makes you feel very positive about Harold Dutton, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
All right. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very negative.
All right. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Very negative.
All right. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very negative.
All right. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women with trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Wow. Very negative.
Okay. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the state House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
You sure he's Democrat?
Yes.
Very, very, very negative.
All right. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income citizens, paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Thank you for letting me know. Very nice.
All right, very nice. So based on like this information about what you know and what you just heard about Harold Dutton, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for Texas State House against you today? And the options are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris.
I don't know. I'd only vote for Harold Dutton because I'm familiar with him, but I didn't know that he on that side. But do you have anybody that's opposite of what he does?
Well, we're only given, like, for this poll, we're only given the options that are on this survey. So really, the only thing I can, like, truly give you options for.
I understand. I understand.
So,
give me somebody else. Say it again. Say the names again.
Okay. The following candidates are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, and Danny Norris.
How about Joyce Chapman?
All right. Now for the next question, would you mind telling me your age, or would you rather that I give a range of ages and you can tell me which one you fit under?
No, I'll give you my age, 65.
65? All right.
Yeah.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Yes.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation and your time. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.